This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And it is Wednesday, 31st of July, 2013. Let me see, September, October, November, December. We only have 4 more months left in this year. Seriously? I don't want to wish anybody's life away, but are we having fun yet? I think somebody hit the fast forward on the VCR of life. The images are still there, but they're moving rather quickly. As promised, I've got Clint Richardson on the program today. And this man has been doing some pretty doggone good work. Corporation Nation, the Waking Up series, that is posted on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's in actually 15 separate little pieces that will play. Just plug it in and hit play. I mean, it's up to you to stop it. It'll keep going from one to the next segment, to the next segment, to the next segment. It's important that everybody get on the same page. And I wanted to start this interview out by just taking the first few minutes of the Corporation Nation Waking Up series. This kind of sets the tone for the entire presentation.
The Comptroller General of the United States is the Director of the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, formerly known as the General Accounting Office, a legislative branch agency founded by Congress in 1921 to ensure the fiscal and managerial accountability of the federal government. The Comptroller General has the responsibility to audit the financial statements that the Secretary of the Treasury and the Director of the Office of Management and Budget present to the Congress and the President. For every fiscal year since 1996, when consolidated financial statements began, the Comptroller General has refused to endorse the accuracy of the consolidated figures for the federal budget, citing 1. Serious financial management problems at the Department of Defense, 2. The federal government's inability to adequately account for and reconcile intragovernmental activity and balances between federal agencies, and 3, the federal government's ineffective process for preparing the consolidated financial statements. The following is a short interview with myself and former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker.
Because most of the government is based on 40s and 50s. A lot of it's outdated, a lot of it's outdated. You can't give government employees information to
the city. It's got some background noise in it, but the salient points you'll be able to hear.
Out there, and then, force a vote, like the bracket, and then we baseline. It's going to take an extraordinary process because this is tough stuff.
Mr. Walker, those figures that you had up there, was that the taxpayer budget that you were referring to?
Which one are you talking about?
You had figures up there.
Yeah.
What is that referring to?
Well, this is the size of the budget as a percentage of the economy. Okay.
This is the tax that's collected? Is it?
No, here's the total tax. Here's the taxes. Okay. Here's the one that has taxes. Okay. We had a $1.4 trillion deficit last year. We expect to have about $1.4 trillion deficit this year alone. So
a deficit in what? In the money the federal
between the money
government
we pull
collects?
In, yeah. The difference between what we pull in and what we pay.
As far as tax, is that all revenue?
We spent last year this year we're estimating we're going to spend $3.5 trillion. All right?
That's total everything?
That's total everything. Okay? We're going to take in about $2.1 trillion in revenues. That's from corporate income taxes, personal income taxes, payroll taxes, fees, and all that kind of stuff.
So
right?
can you tell me the difference then between this and the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which shows trillions of dollars that the government has?
Here's the difference.
In investments?
The difference is, this is the budget. Which is cash based.
In other words, money that comes from a taxpayer goes in,
right.
comes
it's
out.
Cash based. It's not accrual based. And then the financial statements are accrual based. All right. And so therefore, that's why you get numbers like I talked about: $38 trillion for Medicare, $7.8 trillion. You know, because the government accounts for it cash in, cash out. They don't look at. You know, on the budget doesn't look at the future obligations.
Right, but why isn't the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report actually shared with the people? I know it's a public document because all corporations
Yeah, it comes out about December. Well, yeah, but it's not a corporation.
But it's kind of the best kept secret.
It comes out about December 15th of each year. This year it came out later, all right? It's something that we push on our website, pgpf.org. Not the actual report, because the actual report's about date. Nobody's going to read it. We do a citizen's guide to the State of the Union finances, graphics, charts, graph, bigger print, you know, pulls together numbers from here, right. here, and here. Look at that.
I guess my question really is, if say, 2008 or 2007, government pulled in collectively, according to the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, which is the full budget, pulled in about $14 trillion, whereas the public, after taxation, pulled in about $5 trillion.
You're talking about the economy.
I'm talking about the whole of the United States. When you take into consideration all 185,000
talking about the economy, okay? The economy right now is about $14.5 trillion. That's the U.S. economy.
That's what the government pulls in.
No, that's not what the government
pulls in. Yes, it is, actually. That's what they pulled in 2007. With taxation plus all of the investments, your condos that you build in
Australia. That's not the government.
Well, what is the government doing with all of these investments? Why does the federal government own 95% of Nevada and 97% of Utah?
That's an issue of federal lands. Okay, federal minerals.
That's an asset, right?
That's correct. And you are correct in saying that that's not on the balance sheet. They don't value that because they have no intention to sell. All right? I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just trying to explain it.
Is it the government's land or is it our land?
Well, it's the people's land. Oh.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. If the government is a corporation, and it's actually 185,000 different corporations, how is something that's owned by a corporation our land?
Government is not a corporation.
Yes, it is. Most certainly. All corporations have to file a comprehensive annual financial report.
Yeah, but the government is not a corporation.
It most certainly is.
I can assure you it's not.
Really?
It's wrong.
The government is not a corporation.
Are these?
It does file a comprehensive annual financial report, but the reason it does that is because there's a federal law that says that has to be done. I was the Auditor General of the United States.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
I'm the one that had to sign off.
And this quickly ends, and we've got to go to commercial. We'll be back with Clint Richardson right after this. That's a great comedy routine. Perfect. Well, I'm sorry, you're saying to me, Mr. Producer? I still have 20 seconds. Well, why didn't you tell me on time? See, I was hurrying to go to break, but I'm not at break yet. Am I at break now? 10 seconds. That's forever in radio. You know that? That is forever. What if I shut up for 10 seconds? Oh, there it is. It must be break time. We'll be right back. I'm done harassing you for the day.
Where you will learn that packaging is all that ever is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
That was David Walker, former Comptroller General. Boy, what a title, huh? Clint Richardson, you didn't seem to be impressed with the guy's title.
Oh, I never am. respect is something that is earned. It is not just, bestowed upon by some oath or, coronation. It's something you gotta earn. And, he was right there at the center of everything in Washington, D.C. So the man has great knowledge about what happens there and about the financial status and reports and everything. So, back then, the first venture I got into when I was looking for some outlet to express my disrespect for this entire system actually led me to We Are Change when I was in Los Angeles. And they introduced me to what I lovingly refer to as a guerrilla journalism, which is getting up in these politicians' face, making them very uncomfortable, and asking them the questions that no one else asks. And of course, Mr. Walker, ironically, Mr. Walker lied to me on several occasions during that interview. He said such things for instance, the government's not a corporation, even though you can go look up the fact that it's a corporation on the reporting agencies. Can't think of the name of it right now. But he lied to me, and that upset me so much that he was bold-faced just lying to me that it actually caused me to make that entire documentary. That's how upset I was because the boldness and the arrogance of that man just really got under my skin. And I was going to make, a short video on it, and I decided just to go all out. And that was my first video, my first movie.
Well, and I was impressed by it because, it is, I don't want to use the term gotcha journalism, because journalism in this country used to be about getting the story. The who, the what, the where, the why, the when. You know, the old style journalism, I need to get, give me a zinger, give me a quote, give me something.
Yeah.
Well, now it's all managed, Clint. Now you very rarely have the opportunity to do what you just did. and that's to actually get in one of these people's faces and have the intelligence questions asked. Now, forget the fact that everybody standing around him at that time didn't have a damn clue what you were talking about.
Oh, sure.
But he did.
That's unfortunate. And that, we were talking about something that is the greatest open secret that's ever existed in government. I mean, that is the CAFR, and that is the... Well, I'll just give you an example. What he said during that interview is one of the most important aspects of the difference between, he mentioned the budget, and then we talked about the CAFR, the Consolidated Financial Statements or Comprehensive Financial Statements. Mm-hmm. Well, he said the most important word, and of course nobody would ever pick it up unless you understood the difference, and that is the difference between accrual, that the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is an accrual basis of reporting, meaning that since the inception of the Federal Reserve or the inception of the federal government or the inception of California or the inception of your local city, that is what is in the CAFR, whereas the budget that gets presented to the people is only for that year and maybe the next year. The budget report is a very, very tiny piece of the actual full report, which is the CAFR. And it's, cash and carry, if you want to call it that. So the budget is a lie. It's an omission of the accrued value of government, which includes all the investments and everything else. And that, that was one of the most important admissions that you'll ever get from a politician. But to understand what that means, you have to be familiar with the way that government is set up, the financial structure of government. And, your typical economist out there has, whether they know it or not, or whether they're trying or not, any economist worth his salt, which apparently there are none, the first thing they'd be talking about is government as the main investor in everything. In other words, government is literally the economy. So, that's the trick. And as soon as you really fathom that and you understand that, then everything about the economy, quote unquote, changes. You realize that terms like unemployment, well, that doesn't mean that you don't have a job. It means you're not a taxpayer or you're not contributing money to the system. So all of these things are statuses, they're corporate things that are done through the, future projections and all of these things. Same thing that insurance does when it's trying to, you know, decide whether you're going to be an insurance risk. Are you going to die early? Are you going to get a disease? Are you going to do that? Well, government does the same thing with us. We are commodities, and that's the unfortunate truth about it. So,
well, and in California, I'm reading the Stockton bankruptcy lie.
Well, that'll take you a good week.
Yeah, well, it's involved. All of this stuff is, but once you understand, and see, Clint, this is what I want to get people. None of this is easy.
Yeah.
And you, I have respect for you because you're not a cut and paste guy. There's a lot of people out there that claim to know what they're talking about, and they'll take somebody's word for it, or they'll take something that's often said, and if it's repeated often enough, the lie is repeated often enough, it becomes the truth. It was just like the other day. I just covered this email up. Somebody sent me this the other day. And Nancy Pelosi was Miss Lubrak back in the 40s. No, that wasn't true. But the lie had been spread often enough where it became the truth. And it was kind of funny to boot. So, you know, what's the harm in it? But the point of this is that history is not really known in this country. We started out as a constitutionally limited republic. It's been morphed and modified so many different times that I don't even think the founders would even recognize or understand what this has turned into. Thomas Jefferson was one of the people. I mean, this guy sent a letter to the Treasury Secretary at the time back in 1802. Telling them if the people ever allow the private banks to control the issue of the currency, what's going to pop up around them by way of inflation and then by way of deflation, the banks and corporations that grow up around that, they're going to eat out your substance. And the land that you used to own, you're no longer going to own. So there were some people that understood what the game was about. Whether they had an interest in changing it was another matter, but here we are now.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the fundamental, unfortunately, that's the fundamental flaw in the Constitution itself, whether you support it or not, is that it's both changeable or amendable and that it is interpretable. Those are the two things that make it, unfortunately, not necessarily an organic document. And the organic document was the original one in 1789? I can't remember my dates.
Yeah.
So you have something, you know, when you have a foundation, I guess the point is, when you have a foundation for something and the very foundation basically allows the change of that foundation, then you have a problem. And you're going to get people always that are interested in changing that. So, and that's where we are today.
Yeah.
Really what happened is, back in the early stage of the 1900s and even before that, basically everything was getting handed over to private associations. So, I mean, including the Bar Association, the International Bar Association. You have all of these things like the National Civic League, anything that's a league, the League of Nations that turned into the United Nations. All of these things are where law comes from. Now, the Congress is basically a rubber stamp for everything that comes out of all of these different, basically, private associations. And that's what your government is. If you go and you ask your financial officer at your local government, he will tell you, yes, I'm a member of the Financial Officers Association, the Government Financial Officers Association, GFOA. And we follow generally accepted accounting principles, which are printed by the GFOA. Mm-hmm. And we are under this group, and all of them are private associations. So,
holy corporate logo, Batman. We got to take the break. Clint, we'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We are back talking with Clint P. Richardson. What's the P stand for?
It stands for P.
Okay.
It doesn't stand for anything.
Okay.
Just an initial.
I asked Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxicurrency, and he says, well, my middle initial is P, too. And he says, and I says, what does that P stand for? He says, piss on you. So I said, okay, I got it.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's funny, a lot of the people I talk to are afraid to use their real name. And I'm like, that's my real name. That's what my mother, you know, my mother gave that to me. I'm not going to change my name and hide from these people.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of them anymore.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, I wished I would have been around when it was time to choose a name. John C. Stadtmiller, Clement. I mean, who the hell names their kid Clement? I don't even know what that means.
Well, now I have something to tease you about.
There you go. There you go.
So anyway, Clement, yeah. I wanted to read you a few things, Clement.
Okay.
If you don't mind, just so people understand how government has actually changed, because you opened up by talking about, you know, the instigation of this country was the Constitution. It created the
ability to do business.
It created the executive and it created Congress. It did not create the judicial, which is very important. The judicial was actually created in one of the first acts by Congress. In fact, it might have been the first act by Congress called the Judicial Act of 1789. So actually, the judicial has always been basically a statutory court by Congress, and it's always, or at least now it is, completely in the Department of Justice. So we don't really have the concept of a three system government, and of course the concept of a two branch or two cabinet government is left over from Roman law. So it's always, you know, there's always been that sort of, it's just the way governments have been formed in the first world for a very long time. What has changed again is the way that government creates law. I mean, at this point, you know, obviously there's a new law is created every day, which is absolutely ridiculous. One of the good things about the Constitution is that it was supposed to be very difficult to put an amendment in. Of course, it had to be, you know, there's a lot of things that you have to do to get an amendment to the Constitution. Of course, that's very important because you don't want to change the foundation of everything. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with legislation, though, you know, it's a dime a dozen. I mean, you've got all these organizations, all these private associations. I'm sure you've heard of ALEC, right? American Legislative Exchange Council.
Oh, yes.
You know, you have a bunch of corporations making laws, whining and dining politicians, and, of course, then they approve the law that's written by corporations. So it's a very incestual thing that's going on. So let me read you, this is from the GASB website, which is the Government Accounting Standards Board. Okay, this is right from their website on their About page. It says, what is the GASB? The Government Accounting Standards Board, GASB, is the independent organization that establishes and improves standards of accounting and financial reporting for the U.S. state and local governments. So you have an independent organization, not a governmental one necessarily, even though they call it governmental, but it is a private association, establishing and improving the standards of accounting and financial reporting for the United States and local government. That means your cities. Established in 1984 by agreement of the Financial Accounting Foundation, FAF, another private association, and 10 national associations, all private, of state and local government officials, the GASB is recognized by governments, the accounting industry, and the capital markets as the official source of generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, for state and local governments. So here's the big shocker. It says the GASB is not a government entity. Instead, it is an operating component of the FAF, which is a private sector, not-for-profit entity. We could go on, but you get the idea. This is where all of your laws, all of your financial structure, all of the what they call model legislations, or there's other words for it, but it's basically suggestions that become law, because they create it, and then, of course, you have the rubber stamp in Congress. And so, again, the GASB is not a government entity. Instead, it is an operating component of the FAF, which is a private sector, not-for-profit entity. That is where all law is coming from, not particularly the GASB. This is more for financial accounting. And that's why the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, is such a hard-to-read, it's almost impossible to sit down and read a CAFR. You have to know every little thing. You have to understand that they start with the truth in one report within the CAFR. They go to the next report, which is a little less truth. They go to the next report, which is a lot less truth. And then one final report, which is reported to the people, and that's called the budget. All right, so that's basically how the CAFR and the budget works. Again, the accrual of all the wealth of government is in the CAFR, and then it gets whittled down in different reports, what I call creative accounting, which is all of these generally accepted accounting principles by a private association, and then the budget comes out. And by the time the budget comes out, all the accrued wealth, all of the investments, everything that was accrued by government for possibly hundreds of years, are excluded from the budget. So while the government has all this wealth and all this investment, it cannot, by law, by the laws created by the Government Accounting Standards Board and other, you know, the Financial Accounting Foundation and all those, it, by law, passed by Congress that came from these private associations, by law, it does not report the accrual basis of accounting to the people. The people get the dumbed-down version, and, you know, the budget's not that easy to read either. But by the time you get to the end of the budget, you see that it's time for new taxes because the government somehow turned all of its assets into future liabilities or some other accounting trick. And unfortunately, a lot of your Agenda 21 stuff is also coming from these type of private associations where they suggest how to utilize things like eminent domain to build up the economy and you know, make neighborhoods more wealthy.
Right.
I mean, I work on a farm currently, just part-time to make what little money I do. And they're piece by piece. The city council is taking that farm. And unfortunately, the farmer won't fight it. And I could actually tell him how to fight it, but he's old school and doesn't want to fight it. And I'm sitting there watching it happen. They're paying him, you know, they say that you're supposed to get just compensation, and yet whereas they were taxing him on a $5 million assessment, they only gave him $2 million. So that's just compensation, apparently. So, I mean, what we have as our government today, we have a series of private associations for everything, and that includes the bar. Don't forget that. So we have private associations creating laws, but they don't have actual congressional power. So that has to be passed by the rubber stamp and then approved by the president. So that's our government today. That's the difference between what it was and what it is today. And that has been a slow progression. Of course, you understand probably more than most the word incremental, right?
Right.
I mean, change, all change is basically incremental because you don't want the people to notice that the grass is growing above their heads. And if they don't see the grass growing because it's growing so slowly, they're not going to see it. And that's basically what has happened with the entire financial structure, but I mean, everything else. Your military apparatus, everything in government has grown so incrementally and so slowly. And now we're finally seeing the tyranny. We're seeing the what's actually happening. But most important with all this is that government literally is being run by private associations. The only purpose for Congress anymore is just to rubber stamp the bills. I mean, they pretend to deliberate. And also keep in mind that a congressman, you don't join the Congress or the Senate just because you're patriotic or because you want to make a difference. No, it's a very ancestral group. And when I pulled up the financial report, the CAFR, for the Senate, I found that on average, each senator, and this is an average, between the 100 senators, they all get over $4 million tax-exempt expense account with virtually no limitations on what they spend that money on.
So what was the big deal about senators years ago? Oh, well, they've got a post office at the Capitol building, but these guys haven't paid their postal bill. And I'm really?
You know, if you actually pull up the CAFR for the expenses of the Senate or of Congress, or the House, I should say, you'll see that there is an investment fund, because, again, government works on the investment fund structure.
Yeah. Hey, hang on one second. I got to take this break. Quick question for you before we go to break. George Bush Sr.'s executive order, was that 12308?
I think it's 803, actually.
803, 12803. Okay, we'll break. We'll be back.
They came and took it all away.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Clint, you mentioned the Supreme Court, and they're about as supreme as the Diana Ross Supremes were, as far as I'm concerned. Appointed for life judges to interpret the Constitution. So why is it that we get to have liberal judges and middle-of-the-road judges and conservative judges? And what is political about the Constitution? Why are the, aside from, you know, getting your second cousin in there as a Supreme Court judge, What's the deal with that? Who do they think? Are they going to politic us to death? What do they think? That everybody in this country's stupid?
Well, yeah, actually, I think that is what they think, because nobody really, I think, understands the system. I think we're all stuck in 1776, and we don't realize that 2013 is upon us. I think we all romanticize the concept of what might have been. I don't know if this was ever really a great country or not. I honestly don't think I'm qualified to say that, because I didn't live back then. But what I can say is that whatever the illusion that we have of what the country was, it is in no way, shape, or form that country today. And if you want to go back to that, you're going to have to acknowledge that first. You're going to have to acknowledge not only the Civil War, which you know, created a brand new constitution and took away states' rights by the Enabling Acts. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But you're also going to have to acknowledge that the Supreme Court really has nothing to do with the Constitution. It is, I mean, to say that something is constitutional or not in this day and age really doesn't make a difference. I mean, because those guys can also say, well, it's biblical or not, it's of God or not, it is orange or not orange. I mean, what difference does it really make? And by the way, who cares what these guys think? Because what have they allowed to happen? Well, now 40% of your genes in your body are now patented. You don't own your blood anymore because of the Supreme Court. Do you really support their opinions and their decisions? I mean, the whole thing is it's a ridiculous thing that we allow seven people to decide what is and what isn't good for us and constitutional and you know, good or bad and all. It is a ridiculous, ridiculous thing, especially when you read the accounts of certain Supreme Court justices in the past that were heavily, heavily oriented in eugenics. The opinions of the court was very much to kill and sterilize a great majority of people because they were not or should not be allowed to give birth anymore. So, I mean, that is the Supreme Court to me. I don't see why people give it so much credence. And it's certainly, well, I mean, I'm kind of unique because I no longer accept this whole federal thing. And what we're really talking about here is Washington, D.C. One of the important things about law is, or at least the legal code, is that law requires residence. And unfortunately, we all claim residence in Washington, D.C. We have our domicile, our legal place where we live, and we, of course, register that as property of the government. But then we register ourselves as citizens of the United States.
Right.
The United States is Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
So it's this foreign corporation. It is a municipality, which the long term for municipality is municipal corporation. So we are all basically contracted with that great big monster of a thing. And it operates with the consent of the governed. And it is unfortunately...
The consent of the governed. Yeah, but do the governed realize what has happened to them?
Well, it doesn't. It's not like it sends us a letter and says, can we have your consent to... a good example is the biological weapons part of the U.S. Code. Man, you want to have a real trip, go read that. I can't remember the title, but it's in my vaccine documentary, which is Lethal Injection. You want to have a trip, you go read that, and you understand that the concept of informed consent happens on a daily basis. No one reads, for instance, the public notices in their newspapers anymore. And yet government every single day is telling you what it's going to do and getting your informed consent, because that's the oldest way in history to get the consent of the governed. But we don't read those.
Just to publish them, and then it becomes their form of law. Let's go to the phones here. Gary in Montana. I don't want to leave people holding. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I have been trying to get a hold of Mike Ribeiro originally about an hour ago, and I was cut off. Listen, for your viewers out there, okay, I am technically a millionaire, but yet I qualify for an 80% tax reduction on my property taxes, and I also qualify for food stamps. This is how bad our country has gotten.
Okay. Well, isn't that double plus good, though? I mean,
well, you know, I know you find it a little humorous, but
well,
it
is humorous because you know me, Gary. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, I'm not in this for the benefit of government. This whole idea that because you're born in this country, and they have seen fit not to wait till you're 16 years of age or of working age in whatever state to go get your so-so security number to get you logged in and started with your, you know, your government. No, if you've listened to the show long enough, then you realize that I'm not down with this. And they essentially are correct by saying that I am anti-government. I am anti this government. I am anti this whatever the hell this is morphed into. And up into and including, yeah, benefits. So, yeah, only in America can you be a millionaire and get food stamps at the same time.
Okay, first of all, this is not about Social Security.
Well, I didn't say it was. I was just saying.
Okay. Yeah, it's not about Social Security. It's about the state of affairs that this country is in.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just break in here. And just to let you know, it is about Social Security because you have to understand what Social Security is, first of all, because Social Security was created in the League of Nations 8 years before it was introduced in the United States. It's now in over 130 countries, and it's run by the World Bank and the United Nations, and it's called the International Social Security Association. Go look it up. So it's very much about Social Security because the word security is a financial instrument, and we're all commodities. So security doesn't mean, oh, thank goodness we're going to have insurance and money at the end of our life. No, a security is a financial instrument. It's a legal term.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Clint, because about 3 or 4 weeks ago I saw a story about it was some European country that was talking about getting Social Security from the United States. And I'm like, really? Whoa, what was that?
United States is in several agreements with several other countries to make sure that if you live abroad or if they live here, that your Social Security is collected. Because remember, what is Social Security? It's a financial instrument, and it is also a pension fund. In other words, the money gets invested. So, I mean, it's a big pension fund or insurance fund scheme.
And that is exactly what Obamacare is going to be as well, right?
It is and it isn't. It does create funds, but it also what it basically does is force you to join some insurance company of which government regulates and is the main shareholder in the company.
You mean shareholder or stakeholder? Gary, did you have anything else?
Yes.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, it all sounds great. Okay, You cut me off and you came in with Social Security and all this stuff.
Wait a minute. Gary, if you got an axe to grind, that's fine. I'm going to give you all the time that you need. Say what you need to say, then get the hell off my program.
Okay, real quick, okay? Even a person who qualifies as a millionaire is not safe in this country, okay? And I'm living proof of that. And I'm sorry I made you angry. I hope that you can forgive me for that.
You've repeated that three times.
You said get the hell off your program.
Well, Gary, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. Do you think that that's your money?
Well, my money was my money. Yes, you better believe it.
No, that's okay. Government money. It's actually got a copyright on that money. It can take it from you at any time.
Okay,
it's
well,
not your money.
I guess they took it from me. But the thing of it is what I'm trying to say, and I apologize for the guy that told me to get the hell off his program.
Yeah, it's only my show. That's all right. You know what, Gary? Thanks for your call. I knew I was being set up here when I get complaints about Mike Rivera. Okay, I already know somebody has an axe to grind. So, Gary, yeah, my name's John Clement Stadtmiller, and what would a world without Clement really be?
Go get him, Clement. Go get him.
Walter Burian's hanging in queue. Take the top of the hour break. Walt, you're going to have to hold for about 6 minutes, man. Top of the hour break, news and all that other stuff for the stations. We'll be right back.
Financial.